This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden will make his first address to the U.N. General Assembly this Tuesday and may face some skepticism over his pledge to work with allies and adversaries alike. We get details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Less than a month after replacing Donald Trump, the president said he had a clear message for the world.
America is back.
Exciting friendly nations who expected better cooperation. But now, 8 months in, the president's been out of sync with allies over ending the Afghan war, virus travel restrictions, and now a fresh spat with America's oldest ally, France, over a submarine deal. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it happens. Nations disagree.
The larger point here, and what you'll hear the president talk about tomorrow, is that we are committed to those alliances, and that always requires work from every president, from every global leader.
And a big emphasis will be on shared challenges like the pandemic and climate change. Sagar Magani, Washington.
France's top diplomat says there is a crisis of trust in the United States after the Pacific defense deal stung France and left Europe wondering about its longtime ally across the Atlantic. The French foreign minister also said at a news conference that European countries will not let Washington leave them behind when shaping its foreign policy. Speaking in New York, he reiterated complaints that his country was sandbagged by the submarine deal between the U.S., Britain, and Australia that is costing France its own contract with Australia. The deal has widely been seen as an effort by the U.S., Britain, and Australia to counter an increasingly assertive China. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from an encampment at a Texas border town, according to U.S. officials, as they defended a strong response that included immediately expelling migrants to their impoverished Caribbean country and faced a criticism for using horse patrols to stop them from entering the town. During a news conference at the U.S. border in Del Rio, Texas, the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that a recent earthquake and political instability do not warrant allowing Haitian migrants into the United States.
As tragic and devastating as it is and was, is distinct from the January 10, 2010 earthquake that was not as geographically limited as this one is. We made an assessment based on the country conditions, as we are required to do, that a redesignation of Haiti was not warranted on the facts, on the conditions in Haiti.
Mayorkas said that 600 Homeland Security employees, including from the Coast Guard, have been brought in to Del Rio. He said he has asked the Defense Department for help in what may be one of the swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants and refugees from the United States in decades. UK Foreign Minister Elizabeth Truss on Monday welcomed Washington's decision to loosen pandemic-related restrictions for people traveling by air to the U.S. from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe. The U.S. in November will reopen for air travelers from the 33 countries. That includes the Brazil, India, and China, most of Europe, who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's according to the White House Monday, easing tough pandemic-related restrictions imposed beginning early last year. COVID-19 has killed now about as many Americans as the 1918-1919 Spanish flu pandemic, approximately 675,000. The U.S. population a century ago was just one-third of what it is today, meaning the flu cut a much bigger, more lethal swath across the country. Like the Spanish flu, the coronavirus may never entirely disappear from the midst. Instead, scientists hope it becomes a mild seasonal bug as humanity and immunity strengthens through vaccination and repeated infection. And a San Antonio doctor who said he performed an abortion in defiance of a new Texas law has been sued by two people seeking to test the legality of its state's near-total ban on the procedure. The former attorneys in the states of Arkansas and Illinois filed the lawsuits Monday against Dr. Alan Braid, who in a week in Washington Post opinion poll became the first to admit that he violated the law.